Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome in the outstanding NFL writer for The Athletic, Mike Sando, who wrote a really good piece about something that the Browns may or may not be trying to do. Mike, thanks so much for your time.
Hey, good to be here.
Let's kind of start present tense. Right now, the Browns are out in Colorado taking a look-see at Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter. Abdul Carter also in the conversation for the Browns with that number two pick. They say they're not in the market to trade up to number one. To get Cam Ward away from the Tennessee Titans. Where do you come out with as far as what Andrew Berry's strategy should be with that number two pick?
Well, you can't just take a quarterback because you need one if you don't believe in him. I think, though, a lot of teams talk themselves into it. I think the Browns are unique because a lot of coaches or GMs, you know, probably wouldn't have survived some of the ups and downs that they've had. But it's been a unique situation with Deshaun Watson, his contract, the owner's role in that. It feels like the coach and the GM have gotten a little more runway. And I would kind of give the organization some credit there. Like they think they have the right guys. So it feels to me like the runway for Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski isn't as short as it typically would be coming off the couple of seasons that they've had. With that in mind, then, it maybe does give you the opportunity to make the right decision if you don't feel like, you know, Shedeur Sanders is all that, right? But if they feel like they're down, this is it, and we got to have a quarterback, I mean, that could be your best option, right? So I think that's how these decisions sometimes get made, and I think most... Like if the Giants were picking second, you know, I would think they would probably take a quarterback. I'm not as convinced, you know, that the Browns are like everybody else.
I kind of feel like the winding road leads to what you wrote about on The Athletic. And I will let you, since you wrote it, explain a theory that I threw out there months ago, just sarcastically for fun. Yeah. No quarterback at number two for the Browns this year because they might be doing what?
Well, the T word, you know, they were accused of tanking and I think exonerated. Didn't the league exonerate?
Yes, they did.
Correct. Yeah. Hugh Jackson brought him up there.
So I don't think when we think of the word tanking, we think of an all or nothing thing where you don't try to win any of the games. And I don't know that anybody really does that. I think if you were doing that, you wouldn't, pay Myles Garrett, right? You could have easily not paid him and saved some money and just try to be as bad. You could have traded him, get picks and all of that. So I don't think that is necessarily what is happening, but I think there's a strategic component of knowing where you're at and knowing when to really take a big swing when you're at the plate. And sometimes if you have the luxury, depending what the count is, you can wait for your pitch a little more. And so with Arch Manning coming out next year, you know, you probably can't control that you're going to get the number one pick, because you're going to win some games, and you can't control if he's going to want to come to Cleveland. We've seen that happen with, you know, Eli Manning, you know, not going to the Chargers. So it's a lot easier to pull off in theory than it is in reality, but I think that they're not pushing so hard the other way. They could be giving themselves a decent chance for something like that to happen. Does that make sense?
Without question. And part of it, Mike, that's been so fascinating, and this idea on top of it, is the fact that the Browns have not been operating with any sort of desperation. You know, you've seen all these other teams do these different moves to bring in all this talent to help bring up that baseline and bring up that floor to be a contender. And the Browns seem like they've just been very methodical. There hasn't been a desperation play to get a quarterback or anything like that. Does that idea play into what you're seeing, or what do you think of that?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you don't count the re-signing of Garrett, I think the Browns this offseason rank about 27th in the combined average annual salary added to the team in free agency. You know, so that's not a team that's feeling the heat, right? When you're in that type of a situation, we know they extended the coach and the GM going into last year. There's been no wavering. So yeah, I do feel like there's what would be a curious lack of urgency for most people in their situation that just speaks to a longer runway and a more strategic plan.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Sando of The Athletic joining us. Mike, let's talk about this quarterback class. I have argued that it's just not that strong and not worthy of the number, you know, these top five picks. The thoughts, and naturally so, when you get 32 teams involved, no one's going to think alike. What is your perception and what you've been able to glean, how teams honestly feel about Cam Ward and Shadur? Are they really worthy of being top five picks, or is this a case where they're quarterbacks, it's the most important position on the field, and if you need one, you probably should take one of these two?
Yeah, I have felt way more that people feel that Cam Ward is worthy of it than Shadur Sanders. And now you have to take a little grain of salt with the Shadur Sanders criticisms, in my opinion, because people are afraid of the young athlete who's super savvy, you know, and his dad and all of that. And all of these guys, most of these guys that are coaches, you know, it's a political game, you know, that they're playing to try to, you know, be there longer and not have, you know, the narrative turned against them. And I think there is somewhat of a fear that Shadur Sanders and Dion, even if he's not, you know, even if he's in the shadows, could make it tougher for whoever is coaching them. So you have to take that into account. But I think Cam Ward is seen as worthy of a top five pick for the way that quarterbacks have been picked in the last 15 years. I'm not saying that anyone thinks he's what we might have perceived of that to be 30 or 40 years ago. We're not talking about, you know, John Elway or some Andrew Luck type of a thing, but I think people really do think Cam Ward is good and worth the risk of taking that high. Whereas with Shadur, you know, people can find stuff they don't like, holding on to the ball too much. You know, he's not, amazingly not relatively a great athlete, unlike his dad, obviously. So there's easier ways you could see it not going well with Shadur.
Mike Sando joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. NFL writer for The Athletic, has two awesome pieces out right now, all about what he was hearing at the owner's manual or the owner's, sorry, owner's meetings involving the AFC teams and the NFC teams. But also at the owner's meetings comes the rule changes and discussions that are taking place in there. Big one it feels like everybody's kind of latching on to, Mike, is the idea that they're going to move to the Sony laser technology for first downs. What do you think of that?
I mean, I think it's going to be fun. Did you read you familiar with Joe Posnanski, you know, the great baseball writer? He has a column, you know, a big column with a lot of wide-ranging stuff, and he's like, the chain gang was the last part of football that made it feel like it was still a game instead of a well-oiled sport, right? So I'll probably miss the chain gang. I never really thought that, I thought all that stuff evened out, you know, yeah, sometimes you're in a bad spot, whatever. I'm fascinated to see how this works because no one's going to, you know, people are still going to feel like they got screwed anyway. I mean, everybody, that's just the way people view two sides of a coin, right? When something happens that benefits one team and hurts the other team, then it's not like people are going to be like, well, the technology's airtight. Yep, I totally agree. Got to live with it. I don't think we're going to see that. I think we're going to see people going, come on, what's Hawkeye looking at? I can see right here.
Well,
I think you're still going to have people mad.
Yeah, I mean, for me, you're taking a dramatic element out of the game, right? Ball gets spotted, got to bring the chain gang out for the measurement. Everyone's on pins and needles waiting to see where you take that element. The other thing, too, the problem isn't with the chain gang. And I keep trying to explain this. The problem's not the chain gang. The problem's the officials. That's where the problem is, like where they're spotting the ball. That's the issue. The chain gang, it's 10 yards. It's exactly 10 yards in length. Like
I know.
So for me, I'm salty. The offseason dates came out today. You got teams now, including the Browns. They're holding OTAs after mandatory minicamp. No more schools out for summer on the my favorite day of the year, which is the final day of minicamp. I got to come back the following week for more OTAs.
How late are they going this year? What was the latest date?
The Browns are going to have their minicamp June 10th through 12th, and then we got to come back June 16th through 19th for OTAs. We got the Cavs here. We're going to have the NBA Finals and NBA
That's
Championship
funny.
Parades. I got better things to do than to be covering OTAs.
Yeah. I thought they sometimes went that late at the latest. Maybe not. Maybe they 14. You know, it used to be 14 to 16, I think, was sometimes about as late as you would get. I remember that, too, so... That's funny. Yeah. Well, you know, I think the teams want to keep the players around as much of the calendar as they can.
Yeah.
Just to have some control over them, you know, to have some influence and not have bad stuff happen.
Mike Sando joining us on the Northwestern Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Read him on The Athletic all the time. One of my favorite things that Mike does is the quarterback tiers every single year. We'll probably see that in August a little bit later on, but everybody's always looking for a quarterback. Everybody's trying to find it. What do you make of the one quarterback who's still out there that's got everybody's mind, and that's Aaron Rodgers? Do you think you see him in a Steelers uniform this year? And if so, what does he do to make them better?
Yeah, I think that he probably will be there. I think it's going to be an adventure. It's going to be unlike anything he's done before because he's not bringing a bunch of his staff or they're not going to sign a bunch of his friends. So it'll possibly be a little bit more on the team's terms than his, which – you know, to me, Arthur Smith, I don't know if you watched his press conferences when he was with Atlanta, but, you know, he's not the softest, sweetest character, right? I mean, he's a little salty, I think. And so, and he's got strong opinions and he's had success in the league and he's running offense a certain way. So throw in those two wide receivers they have there, DK Metcalf, you know, George Pickens, Rodgers, and all that comes with that. And by the way, Mike Tomlin, it's like, we better have a Hard Knocks here on these guys. I think it's better than what Pittsburgh's other options are. Like, I guess I'd rather watch that than them just run it back with another mix of Russell Wilson, Justin Fields types, right? So I'll watch. You know, I think they're probably a little bit better with it, but there's a lot of room for things to be, controversial probably too.
Mike, we'll wrap with this. Kirk Cousins, is he going to be a Cleveland Brown after the draft?
I lean towards yes, but I'm really conflicted on it because, like I told you, typically I would think a team like Cleveland would take a quarterback at two. I've just been wavering on it enough and I think Arthur Blank doesn't want to cut Kirk Cousins and have it be 1 year, $90 million. I think it'd be more palatable for him to possibly make a trade. So that's why I think we have to wait till after the draft to see if, you know, exactly what the Browns are going to do, but that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Mike, appreciate the time. Look forward to continuing to read you at The Athletic, and good luck with the draft.
appreciate it, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yep.
There you go. Mike Sando from The Athletic.